Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Gustavo, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20? You are definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote.
I would be likely to vote.
You are very likely to vote or somewhat likely?
No, likely to vote.
Okay, thank you so much. With which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Thank you. What is your main racial background?
My what?
Your main racial background.
My background?
Yeah, your main racial background.
Education?
No, your race or your ethnic...
Oh, my race. I'm a white Cuban.
All right, thank you so much. What is your age?
I'm 65 years old.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Somewhat in the right direction.
All right, thank you. And from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? I am going to read your list, and you can tell me what is the most important issue for you. For example, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, traffic and congestion, crime and neighborhood safety, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, housing and property insurance costs, corruption in local government, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment. For you, what is the most important?
The most is property issues, rent, that kind of stuff.
All right, thank you so much. And although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Would you vote for a Democratic or Republican candidate?
Republican.
And would you definitely vote for the Republican candidate, or probably vote, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
All right, thank you so much. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person, or if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. For example, Eileen Higgins.
I don't know her much about her.
But have you heard sometime about her?
Not really.
All right, thank you. Rosie Cordero Stutz.
I don't know about him either.
All right. Alfonso Leon?
I don't know who that is either.
You never heard of him?
No.
All right. Francis Suarez?
Yes.
And do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Favorable.
And is very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
All right, thank you. Alex Diaz de la Portiola?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Joe Carrojo?
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
All right. Daniela Levine Cava?
Very unfavorable.
Fabian Basavi?
I don't know that one.
Donald Trump?
Very, very favorable.
Very favorable. Thank you so much. Miguel Solomon?
I don't know him.
Joe Biden?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Maria Elvira Salazar?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat. Vicky Lopez?
Don't know that one.
Joe Sanchez?
Joe Sanchez, not familiar with him. I've heard of him, but not familiar.
Oh, so you may say that you have no opinion about him?
No.
All right. Carlos Jimenez?
Favorable.
Favorable or unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat. All right. Thank you so much. You will now be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would you vote for Miguel Solomon or Eileen Higgins?
I have to do some research on that. I don't know them very well.
Okay, thank you. The same questions, but this time, would you vote for Alfonso Leon or Eileen Higgins?
I have to do some research on that also. I don't know them very well.
All right, thank you. And, the same question, but this time, would you vote for Joe Carrojo or Eileen Higgins?
That's a tough one. I don't probably Joe Carrojo.
I'm sorry?
Probably Joe Carrojo.
All right, thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Eileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner?
I don't have an opinion.
All right, thank you. You will now be giving some statements about Eileen Higgins, and please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Eileen Higgins in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If it would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. For example, the first statement says, during these challenging times, Eileen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million. After hearing that, for you, is less likely to vote for her or more likely?
I would probably be more likely to vote for her.
And is much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Since Eileen Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the country, with housing costs in your community more than doubling and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States. Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis, and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed incomes. After hearing that, is less likely or more likely for you to vote for her?
Less likely.
And it is somewhat less or much less likely?
More or less.
All right, thank you. Eileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out long-time residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood. After hearing that, for you is less likely or more likely to vote for her?
Well, I don't really have an opinion. I think construction is good, no matter what.
So for you, it makes no difference.
It makes no difference.
All right, thank you. And Eileen Higgins gave billions of taxpayer dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed, and Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that would bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods. And the same, for you, is less or more likely or make no difference?
I have to do some research on that. I don't know what that is about. I haven't seen that.
Oh, so maybe it's by now it's no difference for you.
No difference.
All right, thank you. And these are the last two for this part. Eileen Higgins says she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins caught a bus stop that an 18-year-old woman uses every day and resulted in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or taking expensive alternatives like Uber or Lyft. And the same for you, is less likely to vote for her or more likely?
Less likely.
Somewhat less or much less likely?
Much less.
Thank you so much. And the last for this part, while so many are struggling to make ends meet, Eileen Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayer-funded compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year. For you, is less or less likely or more likely?
Less likely.
Somewhat less or much less likely?
Much less.
All right, thank you so much. And one last time, you will be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would you vote for Miguel Solomon or Eileen Higgins?
I guess I'll vote for Miguel.
I'm sorry?
I think I will vote for Miguel.
For Miguel. All right. Thank you so much. And the same question, but this time, would you vote for Alfonso Leon or Eileen Higgins?
Leon.
Thank you so much. The same question, but this time, would you vote for Joe Carvalho or Eileen Higgins?
I will vote for Carvalho.
All right, thank you. I am now going to ask you just a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
16.
What is the last grade or formal education that you have completed? It can be less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, a college graduate with an associate or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's of 4-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
4-year bachelor.
All right, thank you so much. And well, that concludes my little survey on this occasion. I thank you so much for your time. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening. Bye-bye.